childhood fears may seem insignificant and annoying for parents to deal with, but there is much to be said for granting those fears the time and energy it takes to overcome them. We'll tell you what we mean by this on the next Family Matters. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A mom whose child hates to be alone wrote to us and asked, "How should we handle our 8-year-old son's strong aversion to being by himself? He sleeps in the same room with his younger sister because he doesn't want to be alone. He won't play in his room unless someone else is there. The last time he tried, he suffered a panic attack, sweating and shortness of breath. He's very intelligent, does well in school, plays piano, drums, and soccer, and has many friends. He has never experienced any kind of trauma, and my husband and I have a good relationship. What's going on?" Since you've told us that there are no serious relational issues, interpersonal conflicts, or other sources of stress causing problems in your home, we're going to suggest a fairly straightforward approach. Our basic idea is that fears have to be faced. To put it another way, anxiety feeds on itself. It creates a vicious cycle. As we see it, your son will probably remain enslaved to these fears until he's encouraged to bite the bullet. Somehow you have to get him to plunge straight ahead into whatever it is that scares him. This isn't going to be easy, but it's the only way to break the negative pattern you've described. Naturally, you shouldn't expect him to do this by himself, nor is there any reason to adopt a cold turkey, all-or-nothing approach. On the contrary, it would be best to wean him from his old patterns of behavior as gradually as possible. Your first step, in our opinion, should be to give him his own room. It might be a good idea to make a big deal of this transition, turn it into an occasion for celebration. Help him feel as if he's taking an important step forward. Take him out to dinner or make a special cake. Encourage him to be proud of the fact that he's growing up. This, of course, is when the hard work begins. He'll probably resist being left alone in his bed. You can help by putting your chair just outside his door and promising to sit there with a book until he falls asleep. The next night, place your chair a little further away, and the next night, further still. If he's afraid of the dark, get him a nightlight. It might also be a good idea to put a radio or speaker in the room and play some soft music until he drifts off. You can adopt a similar approach to the challenge of helping your son play alone in his room. Stay in the room with him for a while. When you leave, tell him that you'll be sitting on the stairs or waiting right outside in the passage if he needs you. The second time you try it, leave sooner and go a little further away. Throughout this process, it's important to talk to your son about his feelings. Help him understand that it's okay to be afraid. Tell him that we sometimes have to do things that are unsettling, in spite of our emotions. Explain that God has equipped our brains and bodies with the fear reaction for a good reason. He wants to warn us of potential dangers and spur us into action when a real emergency arises. The trick is knowing how to tell the difference between the two. We can do that by taking time to think carefully about our situation. Is there any real reason to be afraid of being alone when a parent is nearby? The answer, of course, is no. If your son can grasp this concept, he may be able to make some genuine progress towards overcoming his anxieties. If you'd like to speak to one of the Focus on the Family's counseling staff, please call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Our counselors can also provide you with a list of qualified professionals practicing in your area. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.